grateful for the coming day, its restoration power, for your cherished breathing in the early hours. Grateful for the base camp and the precipice, the hope of absolution for every artifice. Grateful for the riddles, the closed eyes of the moon, the meekness of the shire horse, the frailty of the foal. Grateful for the fragrance of the varnished pew, long on chapel Sundays that yearn for all things new. Grateful. Grateful for the constant awe of the sparrow's breath, that the weeping elephant has rituals for death. Grateful for the ghostly hand of autumn's waiting mist, for the prophet's folly that truth each day persists. Grateful for the perfume of the cattle stall and the spider's silver shawl on a graveyard wall. Grateful for the crimson peaks magnanimous with gores and the heights of conscience on the mountains of remorse. I'm grateful. Bobcat's cryptic call, the copper canvas of New England in the fall. Grateful for beloved whales, the gower in the spring, the stones of B'nai Brecheiniog from which the poems sing. And I'm grateful for the Thomas boy, his epic habitat, the song of Polly Garter and the dreams of Captain. And I'm grateful for the abstract, the complex and the odd, the quarter-tone transcendence of the countless octaves. God, I'm grateful. Grateful for the icon in the ancient crypt, gold-leaf exaltation of the sacred script. Grateful for precise machines that chart the body's land, the slippage in the cells and the fault line in a gland. I'm grateful there's a countdown on this limited dimension. Grateful for the skylark's hint of infinite ascension. I'm ungrateful for becoming on this fathomless morass, and the tempest life belt assuring us that all things shall pass. I'm grateful I'm not destined or determined by my mood, when my capricious state turns sick of all this gratitude. And I'm grateful that I'm feeling in such a fractured disarray, and that I'm not responsible for the final say. Grateful.